May 22nd. For Paula, Mary says, not the smile and graces of the Heavenly Mother, but much more. They are and always will be upon you, if you always remain Jesus's Paula, whom Jesus wanted to take from so far away, from hazy, sad places, from unhealthy pastures where you got exhausted, with no joy or profit, to carry you to luminous regions, to holy food, where you have fortified your soul in knowing that life exists, and nothing is lost, and no one is separated among those who love one another in the Lord. You now know the condition of the souls of the living and the alive, the way the incorporeal arms of the spirits reach out from heaven and earth and they exchange words and caresses, to make your existence less sad, and our dwelling happier. You now know what the blessed communion of spirits, of the saints, is, of those who, though they have changed their form and nature, have not ceased to exist, and love us during their lifetime they could not have loved, because they love in God. Not I alone, I, the mother of all the children of my son, the mother of all needing love, but also another mother is bending over you, daughter, in this hour. Your mother, whom you sought where she was not to be found, where you could not find her, because she was good and honest, and knew the greatest of all things, forgiveness, is not absent, daughter. And as I bless you, she kisses you, so that your heart will not be sad, but serene in this hour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This dictation from the mother came after the letter announcing the forthcoming marriage of Paula. I had just finished the letter conveying my best wishes. It was 9:30 p.m. Our Lady was clear and insistent in having me interrupt the letter I had begun for Giuseppe in order to write down this dictation.